All right, let's go. Well, hello everyone, it's Raj the Ripsaw bringing you in for Ripsaw's Pod Hockey in time for the start of the NHL playoffs. And oh, this is my time. Oh, I'm just taking it in. I love this time of year. Before we dig into actual playoff matchups, I'm going to go over some news. We talked about a little bit on our Dadbod Sports Podcast. Thank you for subscribing, and thank you for hitting that like button, for smashing that like button. But anyway, Arizona Coyotes, they played their final game as the Arizona Coyotes this past week, and the team is moving to Salt Lake City, Utah. So basically, as soon as the game ended, they're transitioning everything over to Salt Lake and starting fresh from there. They have an arena that's ready to go for them. There was, animosity on getting an arena built in somewhere in the state of Arizona. So that was the real driving force of them moving. In my opinion, I don't think Salt Lake City was the best fit. I figured a city like Houston would have been much better. It's a big sports town. People get behind their teams there. And, that would have been the fourth major sport there. So I think that really could have worked if you were going to have a market that was going to say, I want another southern market or a team in the Southwest. And I tell you, that would have been a really nice rivalry between them and, say, the Dallas Stars. But it didn't happen. So to go to Salt Lake, I mean, you got the Utah Jazz there, and then now the new hockey team that they don't know the name yet. They are not taking the Coyotes name, that I do know. That is staying with the city of Arizona. And the reason behind that is they're, I think, on the 27th of June, they're going to, the Arizona State Land Department has an auction for 110 acres on Scottsdale Road and 101st in the city of Phoenix. Meaning, if they can secure land, they're going to try to build a arena to attract an expansion team back to Phoenix, where they originally started when they moved back in 1997. I said before I didn't think hockey worked in Arizona. I truly feel for the fans and for everybody that worked in that organization that, had jobs and, I'm sure, minus the players, everyone probably had opportunity to relocate. But if you figure you got established families and such, I don't see many people making that move, and it sucks. But that's professional sports. And before I started recording this, I was thinking other NHL cities that have had second chances was Minnesota. They lost the North Stars to Dallas in 1993, and then get the expansion Minnesota Wild and just around 2000. They should never have lost the team in the first place. Atlanta's had two teams now, and they've jettisoned each time to Canada. And also, it's what it is. Atlanta's another team that they talk about another possible expansion, but I don't know. It's definitely Phoenix, and Gary Bettman is going to push. This is their poster child of making hockey work in the desert. I think it's in this order. I think it's Phoenix, Houston, and Atlanta, but who knows? Yeah, so moving on from them, Buffalo Sabres fired their head coach, and they've gone through a bunch of head coaches in the, at least in the past 10 years. They need some stability, and it sucks because Sabres used to be really strong, really competitive, you know, in the Eastern Conference, where they'd be making the playoffs, and they were hell to play against. I mean, the last real head coach that pushed them to be great was Lindy Ruff, and he's actually back available. There's talking there, you know, might be a possibility there. I don't know if that same magic's going to happen second term. One name that I thought of earlier today that, to me, if I'm the Sabres, I make it happen. I get him in behind the bench is Todd McClellan. Todd McClellan was the head coach this past year for the Los Angeles Kings. He was also head coach of the Edmonton Oilers previous. But the way the guy brings leadership, respect, guys love playing for him. That's a coach you want. If you've got a struggling culture, establish it. Get him in there. Find the money. Pay him. And you're going to see the program turn around. I think that would be a tremendous move for the Sabres if they can hire him. But, of course, you're going to go through the interview process, and who knows who they're going to hire. But that'd be my top pick, and I think it'd be a really good pick for the Sabres. So, without any further ado, let's get into the playoff picture. So here's how the matchups look. In the East, Florida Panthers play the Tampa Bay Lightning. My Toronto Maple Leafs face off against Boston. The Rangers, New York Rangers, are playing the Washington Capitals. The Carolina Hurricanes are playing Coop, your buddy Coop's New York Islanders. Out west, the Dallas Stars are playing the Las Vegas Golden Knights. The Winnipeg Jets are playing the Colorado Avalanche. The Vancouver Canucks are playing the Nashville Predators. And the Edmonton Oilers are playing the Los Angeles Kings. So, let's go team by team and such. There's some I'm going to hit really quick on. There's some I'm going to dig a little deeper on just because of how what I've seen and how I know. Florida-Tampa. A lot of people are going to say Florida Panthers are going to win the series. They've got a rock solid lineup. They got goaltending. They got scoring. They check all the boxes. I am saying, for me, I'm not buying it, and I'll tell you why. Tampa Bay Lightning still has a roster that has Stanley Cup talent on there, that when they get in the playoffs, it's like you cut on a light switch and they just play different. They also got Andre Vasilevsky in that too, which Vasilevsky versus Bobrovsky, I really think this is going to come down to who's going to break down first for goaltending. And for Tampa, this is a great opportunity for them to say, everybody's dogging us. No one's giving us a shot. I think Tampa can sweep this out in 7 games. I really think they're going to push Florida to the brink. I don't think this is going to be a 4-0 series, by no means. So, but again, I've been wrong. But that's just my pick. Moving on to Boston Toronto. And if you know who I'm picking. I'm picking the Leafs to beat the Bruins. And in 7 games. There has been a long history within the past 10 years of Leafs-Bruins playoff hockey. And it's not gone well for the Leafs. Yes, the Leafs are gotten out of the first round last year, and then they faced Florida, and they just got steamrolled. Boston's a team where they're really good. I really think this is going to be honestly a great series where best of the best is going to show up. And I've said it before, goaltending matters in the playoffs. If the Leafs win, it's because of their scoring. If their goaltending can squeeze out, you know, a series, that gives them confidence. But that's going to be between that and their defense. And some of the defensive pairings, they got to get that right. And they got to get it right fast, like in game one. You're not screwing around with this going in game two, game three. Boston will take advantage of that and beat you. And they've got, I mean, both teams can roll multiple lines, play physical. I think this is going to be a really good series to watch. But I'm going to say Leafs in seven. That's just me. Rangers, Capitals. Capitals are going to bring a lot of interest in hockey. They're similar to Tampa. You get in the playoffs and you cut a light switch on. But I don't think they have enough depth to beat the New York Rangers. New York Rangers are the best team in the Eastern Conference. They won the President's Trophy, but the Rangers are built well. They got their little four lines scoring, their defenses strong. And with the Rangers too, you've got Shesterkin, plus you've got Jonathan Quick. So say Shesterkin's struggling, I'm putting in a Stanley Cup winner in that Jonathan Quick. He's going to win some games. Jonathan Quick's going to get some action in these playoffs just because I think if you realize you got a starter and you got to roll a hot hand, but if you can run in a Jonathan Quick at a couple games to over this tournament, keep your starter fresh, you're not losing nothing at all. Because Quick was winning. He was winning some strong games this year. Had a low goals against. So I like where the Rangers. Rangers are going to win this. I could see the Rangers win this in five or six games easily. Carolina, New York Islanders. And look, I was wrong about the Islanders making the playoffs. I admit that. And they went on a tear winning eight games going into this. But Carolina's winning the series. They're just too good, too deep. It's a determined team. Love watching this team and love the way they play. Gosh, and it's a veteran group too that, I go back to December when they got shelled by Edmonton and Rob Brind'Amour just like, turn the page, we're cooked and this is it. And then they won like 35 games, and lost 10. That's incredible. I don't care who you are. But players love playing for Brind'Amour. He brings the energy. And people go through walls for that guy. But I also feel that he doesn't have to say a lot. I think guys that are in that room just know how to do. That's a championship level team. On the other side of the Islanders, they got Patrick Wasser coach, and ever since he's gotten in, he's established a good system of play. Dig in, believe in yourselves, support each other. They're not the flashy team like the Islanders or Hurricanes. They got some really good pieces there. They got Bo Horvat, Matt Barzal. They got two goaltenders too, that I think can you can put either guy in, they're gonna win. Depth is really the concern for me with this team. I don't think they're just there yet. But I think they are going to challenge the Hurricanes pretty good. And they're going to win a couple games. But here's an interesting stat. There's just, well, maybe one interesting stat with this series. Carolina is 8-2 all time against the New York Islanders. 8-2. They own these guys. They're in their heads. I mean, and the other thing with the Hurricanes is, you know, their trade deadline pickups. You had Jake Guentzel, which, oh my God, still don't understand why Pittsburgh just let him walk. Basically, Carolina gave next to nothing for him. I mean, yes, you gave up Michael Bunning, but to get a Jake Guentzel, who is a playoff hero, you want that. Oh, and then also, they picked up Evgeny Kuznetsov from the Capitals. Yeah. So, those two guys can take the pressure off Sebastian Aho, who's their best player. And that makes a big difference. You know, now you've really got three top guys. But Carolina's, just like the Rangers, are a four-line team. And, oh, by the way, they're also one of the strongest defensive teams in the league. Second in the league in power play. Which brings me to my next point as we, you know, before we move off the East into the West. I don't care what team you are in the playoffs, but if you're not winning special teams, meaning on the power play, you're not scoring, you have strong a penalty kill, you're not getting the Stanley Cup. You're just not. The 5-on-5 action where teams are playing each other, you know, grinding, battling, getting those loose pucks, getting those dirty goals in front of the net, or you know, blocking shots. That's that 5-on-5. But when you got the man advantage, you better be taking advantage of that. That's how you win Stanley Cups. Ask the Chicago Blackhawks. They made an MO of that. Ask the Tampa Bay Lightning. They also made an MO of that. And they were dangerous when they were on a power play. Even the LA Kings back in the day, they were strong on a power play. So, you know, These are all things to keep in mind, you know, even through the course of the regular season, we're talking, well, this one's power plays, this is what penalty kills us. It matters because you can go through dress rehearsal through the regular season to improve that. Because by the time you hit the playoffs, you better be hitting that right. Okay. Let's move in. And that's my dog, by the way. That is my 105-pound bloodhound who barks at everything in the world. Not cutting that out. Sorry, y'all. It's what it is. Let's move out west. Dallas Stars and the Las Vegas Golden Knights. This is a super easy one for me. Dallas Stars. All day long. And Dallas is another strong team out west. They got multiple lines they roll at you. Defense is strong. And Jake Ottinger, I mean, come playoffs, he's a different dude. I mean, I won't get into it yet, but let's round back with Dallas though. But they're going to win this series, and they're going to win this series 5-6 games. That'd be my bet. Colorado, Winnipeg. Oh my God. Oh, circle that series, and y'all best be watching this series. It's going to be one of the best series you're going to watch all the playoffs. I'm calling the Winnipeg Jets to upset the Colorado Avalanche. The reason why, Winnipeg Jets are coming in this tournament playing hot. But the difference maker in this series is going to be the goaltending. The Winnipeg Jets have got Connor Hellebuyck, who's the best goaltender in the league. And he's going to steal this series for them. There's no doubt in my mind. Winnipeg's got good scoring, too. And they got good playoff guys. I think this is going to be a 7-game series, by all means. And I'm not taking nothing away from the Colorado Avalanche. I like the Colorado Avalanche. Nate McKinnon, Cale Makar. They're a strong team, but their goaltending is going to be questionable. I think Hellebuyck, you know, steals the series for Winnipeg. But it's going to be so good to watch. Check into it for sure. And talk about Nate McKinnon. I don't think he gets enough due respect. He is, at times, I believe, overshadowed by McDavid, Draisaitl, Austin Matthews. But Nate McKinnon is just a freaking strong dude. He's putting pucks in the net and just doing it consistently every year. The best comparison, I say, from years past, he reminds me of Mario Lemieux. Because, you know, when you had Gretzky and Lemieux, the two best players in that era, McDavid is to Gretzky as Lemieux is to McKinnon. And, you know, the upper hand right now is Nate McKinnon's got a Stanley Cup. But he just shows up every night. And like I said, this is going to go 7 games. And I'm going to stay with a peg on this one. And I could be wrong, but I like the way Winnipeg's playing. Vancouver, Nashville. Again, circle that series. Because that's another 7-game series. I'm calling the Vancouver Canucks, although I'm not comfortable on it. I'll tell you why. Of course, you know, Roger Gripsaw went to a Nashville Predators game a few weeks back. And the energy that crowd has and that team plays, oh my God, it's incredible. I don't think that's a team that was supposed to be in the rebuilding mode, and they've exceeded expectations. You know, one key guy on that roster that makes a world of difference, and I tell you, at least you're going to surely miss him in these playoffs, is Ryan O'Reilly. Ryan O'Reilly shows up every freaking night in the playoffs and does the hard work, blocks shots, gets pucks on net. He's on those special teams. I love that signing in the offseason for them, but also UC Saros can easily steal this series. He is I think he's one of the most underrated goaltenders in the league. Because again, come playoffs, I mean, I think he can steal a series. I'm not taking anything away from the Canucks. But again, watch the series. This is going to be another 7-game series, and I think it's going to be another great one to watch. Edmonton, Los Angeles. I got to go to the Oilers. Edmonton just seems to have Los Angeles's number in these past, you know, few playoffs. I'm not taking nothing away from the Kings. I like how they played. LA is going to win some games in the series. This is going to be Edmonton in 6. But wow, this is another great series to watch, y'all. These Western series are just... I'm not taking nothing away from Eastern Conference hockey. Because there's, like I said, there's some really strong matchups, but pretty much almost all four or lineups or matchups, they're going to be ones to really dig in and watch and just be glued to. Problem is, you know, staying up late if you're on the East Coast and watching them, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. So to recap, I'm going to go through all my Stanley Cup bracket that I did. Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Florida Panthers. My Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Boston Bruins in 7. Go back to my last pick on Tampa in 7. New York Rangers are going to win this in 5 games. The Carolina Hurricanes are going to take this in 6 games. It's out east, out west. Dallas Stars, and I believe they're going to do that in 5 to 6 games. Winnipeg Jets in 7 games. The Vancouver Canucks are picking in 7 games. The Edmonton Oilers in 6 games. So let's go up to the next part of the bracket. Between Tampa and Toronto, I picked the Toronto Maple Leafs. Between the Rangers and Carolina Hurricanes, I'm sorry. And I'm going to be wrong on this one. My heart hurts, but I think the Rangers beat the Hurricanes in 7. Leafs could beat Tampa, I believe, in six games. Out west, Dallas and Winnipeg, Dallas in seven. That's going to be another incredible series if it happens. Then Vancouver, Edmonton again, seven games. I picked the Edmonton Oilers. Stay with me. So that for the Stanley Cup final, I show between the Leafs, Eastern final, I have the Leafs and Rangers. And I think the Rangers are going to the Stanley Cup. I just think the Rangers got a really, really strong squad this year. Dallas Edmonton, seven game series. There's a lot of history between those two from years past, and they've been an amazing series. And I really hope this happens because it's going to be incredible hockey. But I'm paying the Edmonton Oilers to go to the Stanley Cup against the New York Rangers in seven games. And then my pick for the bracket was the Edmonton Oilers winning it all. I think this could be the year Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl get their first Stanley Cup. But again, I could be dead wrong, but boy, that hits. I should play a lot with it, I tell you. But yeah, I mean, when you look at, like I said, special teams, it matters. You know, when you're power play penalty kill, like I talked earlier, Dallas Stars, I think they're a good enough team that's going to really, you know, show up. They're a playoff built team. It's like Christmas for me this time of year. It's just so darn good. Let's also talk about a couple of teams that didn't make it there on the cusp, especially out east. You had the Detroit Red Wings, the Philadelphia Flyers, and the Pittsburgh Penguins. It was a crazy finish on, I heard, where Philadelphia pulled their goalie to hope to win it in regulation and not have to go overtime. And that didn't happen. And then the Red Wings ended up not getting in, but neither did the Penguins. It was absolutely crazy. To me, the Pittsburgh Penguins they're showing that they're in rebuild mode. Even at some of the deadline stuff they did. Do I think Sidney Crosby stays? He's Pittsburgh royalty, and yes, he's gonna retire at Pittsburgh Penguin. I'd be super shocked and surprised. And really though, he comes to be a free agent after next season. So really it's in his court after that, but I'd be so surprised if he doesn't retire Pittsburgh Penguin. Flyers. The Flyers they showed some really good things at different parts of the year. And to be in the race, you know, Philadelphia and Nashville were like a similar team. Just Nashville just got there a little quicker than Philadelphia did. Not taking anything away from Tortorella. I think he's done a great job, but the Flyers or up front office is rebuilding for Philadelphia hockey, and the Flyers are in the playoff mix. I think it makes Eastern Conference hockey better. That's just my opinion, but they've always made it, you know, competitive, hard to play in years past. And I think they're really trying to rebuild that culture there. So in the Red Wings, the Red Wings, they were a team that when we talked earlier in the year, I thought the Red Wings were going to be one of the teams that was going to be in this playoff bracket that we're going to talk about, like, wow. And then they just nosedived at some part of the year. It wasn't enough to keep up. I don't see Weiserman's building there, but they still got work to do. Again, I mean, you look at the two teams that you had to beat out in the last two seeds for the playoffs, the Islanders and the Capitals. Were any one of those three that I mentioned better than the Islanders and the Capitals? Capitals got hot at the right time, and I think took advantage of this situation, because they're watching those three just beat each other up, and the Caps like, we can control our own destiny, play, and they're gonna just self implode, and that worked for them. The Islanders took matters in their own hands. They just won eight straight games, and they were set. So, out west, the only team that was, you know, Nashville was like on the cusp. I figured they were going to make the playoffs, but and they had a lot of points to help their situation. But St. Louis Blues, they were trying. In the game I went to Nashville and St. Louis, where Nashville destroyed them. They absolutely destroyed St. Louis. It was like 6-1. You know, it's just what it is. So, but the teams out west are pretty much set, you know, and there was really not much change. But we're going to do more of these as the playoffs go along. I'm telling you, I'm not doing this every day. Might check in maybe once a week, whatever, to you know, get a pulse check on the playoffs and you know, what we've seen in some major, you know, stories. But wow, I can't wait for this, and stay tuned, everybody. But I'm glad y'all tuned in, checking in with the podcast. Things are coming up too. We got the NFL draft coming up next week, and we're going to, you know, talk about that even as we get closer, and maybe, who knows, we might do something the day of. But it's definitely a fun time of year. I might be making a guest appearance on Coop's Hot Corner too. We might. One thing we talked about was the Oakland A's. I'm not your baseball guy. We all know I'm your hockey guy, but it's something I do want to talk about, because I'm familiar with the Oakland A's from, you know, years past, and it almost leans into like the Arizona Coyotes stuff, semi-similar, different. So so I'm just waiting on that, and I look forward to joining Coop on that one. But yeah, it was fun being with you guys today. And remember, we appreciate you all the support, and smash that like button, and go Leafs go. Have a great one, everybody.